Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM The Shaw. You can reach us at 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. Listen, man, you know, I forgot my guest's name, the guy on the line.
Lou.
All right, Lou. Where is he from?
Cudahy.
Lou? All right, Lou from Cudahy. First off, I give you credit for at least reaching out. Let me point out to you from one of your own brethren, and that's Cuinga, Del Cuinga, who I think understands this a little better than you do. He doesn't agree with what it is you are saying. Del Cuinga voted against the bill. He said he didn't think it would solve problems at MPS. Verbatim. This is what he said. I'm reading it. If we are going to replicate Milwaukee Public Schools in little MPSs, you're going to take the same employees who are going to make the same hiring decisions, he said. This is Del Cuinga, Republican from Brookfield. The bill is part of a package of legislation aligned with nationwide conservative efforts. As I said before, this is a nationwide effort to oppose equity efforts in schools and expand private and charter school options. That's what's at the root of this. Other bills approved by the Senate Tuesday would offer private school vouchers to more students, expand pathways for charter schools and micro education pods, establish the Parents' Bill of Rights. Del Cuinga again. Democratic lawmakers accuse Republicans of attacking public schools while expanding private schools. Chris Larson added, he called the combination of bills a death blow to public education. You're breaking MPS apart, not to try and improve it, said Senator Chris Larson, who's my guest tomorrow at 8 o'clock. You're breaking it because you want to dissect it and kill it. Senator Darling, last thing, and then we'll let you back on. Senator Darling, Republican River Hills, authored the MPS plan with Republican colleagues from around the state, none of them from Milwaukee. They pointed to low test scores in MPS, which is what you're quoting, and argue smaller districts would break up the current administration and encourage more parental involvement. You say?
I say that parents are leaving public schools because they're tired of putting their kids in failing schools, and they want the performance. They want their kids to actually be able to read, to spell, to have reading comprehension, things like that. They're tired of being told. What?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
They're tired of being told about the teachers in the public school system and everywhere who are teaching critical race theory, which is teaching kids how to hate
other people. Now, there we go. That's it. You just exposed yourself. Critical race theory. Yeah, you just exposed yourself. This has nothing to do, Milwaukee Public Schools, with critical race theory, my friend. I just said a little bit earlier about, you know, the truth, you know, naked truth chasing a well-dressed lie. The well-dressed lie is you, my friend. Critical race theory. Let me ask you something, man. What is critical race theory? Listen, man. What is critical race theory? What is that? Explain that to me.
It teaches people how to hate other people. It's a form of racism. And here's another thing that's racist. What's the name of that Supreme Court candidate? Katani, is that her name? What's her name?
Hey, listen, man. Listen. I gave you an opportunity to expose yourself, and you did just that. Because you're talking about racism. Let me tell you something, man. Only 5% of the state of Wisconsin is black. 5%. And you belly aching and whining and crying. And you want to talk to somebody, you want to talk to a district that suffers from the racism and bigotry of what happens on the state level. And you have the unmitigated gall to call here and talk about racism. That's the issue, man. And you don't see it. And I don't have time to educate you and explain it to you. because you are so brainwashed by that conservative nonsense and bigotry and racism that you can't see the truth. Thank you for the call. You know, I mean, on the one hand, I feel sorry for him because he's doing nothing. He's nothing more than a puppet, or he's nothing more than a parrot. And all he can do is repeat what he's heard on conservative talk radio. He has no ammunition. Defeat me with truth. Man, I could give you the next 24 hours and I would dispel what it is you are talking about. Because you don't have any ammunition to deal with the truth. You're nothing more than a puppet. Dale Coinga of Brookfield, in discussing low reading scores at MPS and emphasizing the need for alternative options to public schools, turned their heads when he referenced Frederick Douglass, a writer who escaped from slavery in 1838. And whoever my last caller was, you need to hear this. This is not Earl Ingram. This is Dale Coinga from Brookfield, state senator, well respected in the conservative realm. Coinga, in discussing low reading scores at MPS and emphasizing the need for alternative options to the public schools, turned heads when he referenced Frederick Douglass, a writer who escaped from slavery in 1838. He said Douglass began learning to read when he was made a house slave, which Coinga called a big move up from working outside. Taylor and Coinga characterization of the move was indicative of the need for education about the country's history. She said Douglass was moved after he was forcibly separated from his family and it was not better. That's Senator Lena Taylor from Milwaukee. How dare him categorize that somehow or another, bondage of one was somehow better than bondage of another, Taylor said. Coinga, the next time he took the floor, said he wanted to clarify that any form of slavery was not right. Now, let me move on to this. Senators also passed several other bills related to education, which have already passed the assembly and are subject to veto or approval by Tony Evers. A bill to make most private school students eligible for a taxpayer-funded tuition subsidy, regardless of family income, a plan that could raise property taxes by as much as $577 million. You know what that means? We've got to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Our phone line is open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.